from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You see who was at Lions practice yesterday?
Hulk Hogan, brother.
He was there to promote his new beer. He was on our station a couple days ago to promote his new beer. He was on with Carson Anderson, kind of surprised the guys. And he surprised a lot of people. He was out at Lions practice yesterday. He had a Honolulu Blue bandana. And he talked about how Dan Campbell missed his calling. Could have been a wrestler. Dirty Dan is what he called him. People saw it. Clips went viral. He's cutting some promos. And some people were unhappy he was there.
Really?
Yeah, John.
Unhappy because the Lions are now good, they're now popular, and you're going to get stars that don't really have any connection to the city of Detroit or the Detroit Lions that want to pop into practice?
No. It has more to do with his past. Some people pointing out he's used the N-word before. Some people pointing out he was just a guest at the RNC. Why do they got to make it political? It was quite the stir, at least online on social media. I don't know if regular people were actually upset by this, but we can throw the number out and canvas the people. But John, I looked at it and thought, whether you vote the same way the guy is or not, he wasn't there on a political capacity.
Selling beer.
Yeah, he was there to sell beer, connect to a football team that's kind of a hot commodity right now. This is what's going to happen. There's going to be more celebrities. Clarissa Shields, the boxer, Flint native, she was there. More people are going to want to be around the Lions when they start winning more. And I don't think they did anything wrong by having him out there. Do you?
I don't think so. Because and here's the thing, too, is Dan Campbell has a pro wrestling personality, right? It's the WWE biting kneecaps, and he just has a larger than life, and he's talked about meathead personality. Mm-hmm. So it fits with a lot of the personality of Hulk Hogan, of other, you know, either former or current pro wrestlers. And that's why there was that connection. That's why there was that conversation that was, you know, spread all over social media between Dan Campbell and Hulk Hogan.
It seemed like
he's a character.
Yeah, he's there to be the character, to be Hulkamania. He referred to Campbellmania is going to run wild. He said that.
I know.
You know? And I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't think that means that they condoned everything he's ever done in his life by having him out there. Sometimes I think people take this more seriously than it needs to be. Clearly, we don't need to say this, but the N-word is not acceptable for him to have ever used at any point in any time. And his apologies, while necessary, doesn't make up for what he said. His political opinions, I mean, listen, there are plenty of Lions fans who agree with him, plenty that don't. I don't know why that should disqualify a guy from coming out to practice, yucking it up, having a good time, selling a couple beers and then going on his merry way. I mean, I don't think it had to be as controversial as it played out on social media. But, John, you know how social media is. Rico talking about this yesterday. He spent some time on this. People calling in talking about it. Like, hundreds of comments. People all fired up about this stuff on our social media accounts. So we thought, hey, we'll bring it up today, see if it's something or nothing. People feel a certain way about it. 248-539-9797. And the bigger question is this bandwagon thing that we'll spend some more time on. But this is how it's going to be. You're going to get more people jumping on the Lions bandwagon now. And I think that separately from Hulk Hogan may bother people. I say the more the merrier, man. If people want to be having fun with this football team, let's let this be America's team.
Well, and here's the other thing, is you're good enough for people to notice. You're good enough for people to care to come to Detroit, or if they want to stop over in Green Bay, or if they want to stop over in Minnesota to see the Lions play. Like, that is, you've got a good team. Enjoy everything that comes with it, because it hasn't happened in such a long time, and it's been only little bits and pieces over the last 60 years. And when the Rams, now this is very Hollywood, but when the Rams went to the Super Bowl, you saw all the Hollywood stars show up to the playoff games and to the Super Bowl. You think they're there now? No, because the Rams aren't a Super Bowl contender. But you see it all the time. You have some that are famously, yes, that Eminem, we saw him out at practice. He's a Detroiter, mm-hmm. right? And so it doesn't raise the needle in terms of, you know, the irkness of that would it would create amongst fans.
Yeah, some people saying this is bad optics to have Hulk Hogan out at practice yesterday. Let's get to the phones. Veronica, you're up first. Tell us what you think. You're on 97.1.
Well, I used to be a Hulk Hogan fan before I found out that he liked to use the N-word. He doesn't like black people working for him, and that his opinion has been very well known about him not wanting his daughter to date black men unless they're super rich. And who knows, he's been shown writing the N-word on the wall. Why would his business be good? Why does he get to sell to the black people on the football team?
Well,
we don't need his money.
No one has to buy his beer, first and foremost. And what he did, reprehensible. Nobody has to buy his beer, though. That's a personal decision. You're saying, why are the Lions giving him the vehicle to promote it?
Yes. And why are they showing, just because it's money, just because he wants to sell something, why does he have to sell to the black community if he doesn't like the black community? Sell to, you know, to the hockey team. But we don't need his beer. And, he dressed up in the Honolulu headgear. I'm sorry. All money's not good. Our products are not good.
Well, I totally believe you should. Well, sorry, we're getting some echo whenever I talk. We're going to respond to it here. You get to vote with your dollar.
Yeah.
And if you don't like Hulk Hogan, you don't have to vote the way Hulk Hogan votes. You don't have to buy Hulk Hogan gear, memorabilia, whether it's wrestling or now the beer that he's talking. You don't have to support that at all. And I don't support what he did in his past. But I think something with sports are supposed to unify people. And he is not saying his apologies are enough, but he has apologized for some of the effed up stuff he's done in the past.
Yeah.
He was there on a fun capacity, right? He was there just to not get into the politics of it all, not to get into the racial components of it all. He was there just to be kind of an ambassador, to be at Lions practice. And I think we're going to see more celebrities at Lions practice.
I'm sure we will, but I'm also not going to ask people to forget.
No.
Even though you may forgive, you may, and he's said, you know, and asked apology, but I'm not going to ask people to forget what happened. And or what he said, and they can vote with their dollars. We saw it with Budweiser when people didn't like commercials that they had, and you're going to see it with all products. So if you don't like it, don't buy it, don't support the product.
Right. 248-539-9797. Lando in Detroit, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
What are you thinking?
I think there's a very important point that a lot of folks are missing. Me personally, I'm of the age where I grew up where this guy was the greatest thing to sliced bread. Even thought I wanted to be a wrestler for a time. But for a lot of black folks, the things he said are completely unacceptable and unforgivable.
True. Yeah.
And for the folks who want to brush it off as, it's the past, get over it, a lot of us think that is downright disrespectful.
Oh, I think he should wear it for the rest of his life. I don't think he gets to avoid what he said and what he's done and what he's known for. He doesn't get to erase that from his past, Lando. I'm with you there. Everything all right?
I have a problem. Y'all, I'm on my way to work and two state troopers just do that.
Okay, I want to make sure everything's all right.
Okay. But like I said, I think the thing a lot of folks are missing, especially folks outside the black community, is what he said and did will never be okay, and we will never just get over it. Those days are done.
Right, and Lando, I hope you don't think I'm saying that anybody should get over what he said. Do you think the Lions, how did it land to you? Them having him there, how did that land to you?
At first, I definitely was like, okay, I was considering checking out on them for the season because I'm like, why are they having this guy here? But if he's the one that asked to be there, me personally, I would have told him no.
Okay.
But I can't judge them as much for letting him come. because I can get them trying to avoid the backlash from the other side of the political spectrum that they would get for telling him no, because it would have got out very quickly.
Well, I don't, if they didn't want him there, they shouldn't worry about the backlash, would be my response, John. Like, I don't think they should have made the decision for or against based on what comments on social media were going to say, right? It should have been based on their assessment.
Yeah.
Of what they thought was good for their team, for the buzz.
For the moment.
For the moment, yeah.
And it does go to, like, a lot of people, before they learned about whether it's racial comments or he's writing this on a wall. And again, you're not gonna forget any of that. He's asked, you know, and said he's apologized, asked for forgiveness, all of those different things. But you're not going to forget that. It's just part of what happened. But as the one caller said, growing up, before you knew any of that stuff, he was kind of a childhood hero for those in the wrestling era, where it was, you know, it was Hulk Hogan. He was the superstar of that.
Well, so like, he was in the building the other day. I was out at the company picnic thing. You were out interviewing, yep, Charles Woodson, but he was on with Carson Anderson. And I don't look at those guys any differently because they let him into the studio and talked some wrestling and beer with the guy.
Right.
I know David, producer of the afternoon show, he took a photo with Hulk Hogan. He posted on social media. People did not like that he did that. And he talked about, and I think if the post is, if I can pull it up, he was just talking about, as a kid, Hulk Hogan and what Hulk Hogan was. So he took a picture with the guy, and people were mad at David for taking the picture with the guy. And
yeah,
you don't condone everything that anybody's ever done if you have them on to talk, or if you have them out at practice, or if you take the photo with the guy. At least I don't view it that way.
Yeah, in a much more superficial way. I was disappointed he was as small as he was.
You know what? This stuck out to you, that he was, quote, only 6'2"?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've got calls and ticket texts on the Hulk Hogan stuff. People not happy he was at Lions practice. But did you just hear that in the update?
Yeah, I... That
kicker competition's over for now.
It is. And I asked Greg, in the break there, I'm like, did James Turner sign anywhere? And he said Green Bay. So James Turner is not a part of the equation, won't be a part of the equation. Michael Badgley's not a part of the equation. So right now, it's a guy that has never kicked a field goal in a game other than for the Michigan Panthers of the UFL. How does that make you feel?
Well, I like that they brought him in. I like that he showed off a leg that can kick from beyond 50 fairly consistently. I mean, he booted a 60-plus yard field goal. That's a tool that this team didn't have a year ago, where if you got to midfield, you kind of felt like 4th and 5, you had to go for it or punt. Now maybe you can kick a field goal. And he was statistically really good from inside 50. I think he only missed one kick inside 50. Your concern is the pressure of the NFL is different, but this was the guy I wanted to win the kicking competition. I just didn't want it to be this way. You wanted him to, like, you know, out-compete Badgley. You didn't want him to just be handed the gig. Do you think they will bring someone in to compete with him for the preseason?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're going to take a look at the scrap heap and see, you know, who they can pick off of it. I'm just not sure that the pickings are there. They may have to go into, you know, guys that have, you know, maybe been out for a year. Maybe they're still working out, just never got the call last year, just to bring somebody in to compete so they have another option.
Ticket text, phone calls. We'll mix in the kicker stuff too if you want to weigh in on what it means. How do you feel about the fact that Bates is the presumed starter, new kicker for the Detroit Lions, Badgley done for the season? Leo in Washington, you got thoughts on Hulk at practice? You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to let you guys know that the N-word's unacceptable.
Yeah, agreed. We agree.
Leo?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we agree. I don't know that we ever insinuated anything other than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's unacceptable at any point.
Period. Whether it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it Shouldn't be using that word.
No.
Period. Flat out. Unacceptable. I think differently of Hulk Hogan because of it. And it should shape the way you view the man. I'm just not going to get up in arms because the Lions had him out to cut a couple wrestling promos, yuck it up with Dan Campbell, sell a couple beers, and move on. I mean, listen, he was at the RNC. That also rubbed people the wrong way. I'm not trying to make this about the Lions are now condoning everything that Hulk Hogan has ever done, taking a political stance one way or another, or allowing some. John, I don't think the Lions were condoning everything Hulk Hogan's ever done because he was at practice yesterday.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, maybe I'm not in the position to make that determination. But I didn't see it as, I just saw it as a fun moment and everyone will move on.
And then the lighter version of this topic, the more lighthearted way of talking about this.
The very superficial side of it.
Is the Lions bandwagon is only going to get bigger. More people are going to gravitate to this football team. We've seen our local Detroiters flock to this team, right? But now I think we're going to see people who aren't from Detroit, who are loosely or not even at all affiliated with Detroit, are going to want to be involved with the likable Dan Campbell, the gritty, tough, winning Detroit Lions. And it was a question I wanted to pose to Lions fans. Are you guys opening this bandwagon up to everybody? Or do you feel like because you've suffered, this is an experience for you and only the Detroit Lions fans. No one else is allowed on the bandwagon. That's another layer of this conversation. 248-539-9797. And John, I say the more the merrier, with the caveat that if you're a Johnny come lately, if you join on this season to support and rally around the Detroit Lions, you buy a Honolulu blue jersey for the first time and root for this team, you're welcome, but you will not understand our pain. The winning will not mean as much to you. Do not pretend that it means as much to you as it does a hardened Detroit Lions fan who suffered for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. It's just different for the people who've experienced it longer.
Well, and so this is the clear definition of a front runner. And when you're bad, who are your supporters? There are dyed-in-the-wool, will do anything and support the team no matter what, and they'll voice their opinion, whether it's ownership should sell, fire the coach, fire the GM, all these different things, but the diehard fans are there year in, year out, game in, game out. But it's all the front runners that, okay, you see a guy like Hulk Hogan, and he wants to stop by because it's cool to be next to Dan Campbell. Or you're going to see other celebrities that don't have a connection to Detroit that want to jump in and attach themselves to the Detroit Lions or a player simply because it's the cool thing to do. It doesn't make them, they don't understand, as you mentioned, the pain that Lions fans, some have been going through it for 10 years, others have been doing it for decades.
Their life.
Six, 7 decades. They'll never understand that. That's why they're front runners. They just want to come because things are good right now.
And I'm cool with it. As long as you don't pretend.
If they ever turn bad, they're going to be gone. Yeah,
just don't pretend you are the Lions fan who has suffered. You can be someone who jumps into the outer level of the sphere here. You can be on the periphery of the fan base. There's always room for more Lions fans, especially when you win. We know that's what's going to happen.
And for the players, it's kind of cool. And I don't know what the player reaction was to Hulk Hogan being there, but insert celebrity's name into this situation. And it's cool when famous people stop by practice because there's people that you always wanted to meet. When we were out at the Rose Bowl in 97, right, there were some former Wolverines that came by that I had never met before that I wanted to meet. One of the guys that came in, and I had no idea he was even a former football player. He was not connected to Michigan. He was just a Michigan football fan, but Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Of Married with Children. He stopped by practice. I'm like, what's this guy doing here? And I just wanted to stop by to see this team because I'm a big fan. Yeah. I like it. He played at Youngstown State, had a cup of coffee with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then became an actor. Had no idea, but I thought it was cool that he came by. There can be a cool factor, but you know that, hey, if things are ever tough, these people are gone. They're not going to stop by. It's not cool anymore.
Some ticket texts coming in. This one says, I'm sure Dan Campbell checked with the team before having him out to practice. People said, I don't think Brad Holmes would invite someone out to the facility if he thought this was a problem. The question is, did they read the room properly or not? And some of you guys have called in, and we've welcomed those phone calls. People have said, no, they didn't read the room, and they were upset by this. 248-539-9797. Another texter says, the Lions don't need a kicker. They have Dan Campbell. He's not going to use his kickers anyway. The kicker is also part of the conversation. We do know the news. Michael Badgley out for the season. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Ed. You're on 97.1. Ed in Detroit, good morning.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I just have to say quickly, as far as the Hulk Hogan situation, sometimes in the hood, we say you got to check the temperature. You know, so in business and in life, you understand what we all know what he's done. And we all know, like, it was his fake best friend who recorded him. That wasn't the first time he had said it. That's why his friend was able to know he would be able to record him, et cetera. But sometimes, I don't care if it's set up in business or personal, whether it's the Lions or the station, sometimes you can't have certain guests at certain times because the temperature just isn't right. He had just went on a big political stage and to the black community, that particular stage represents a lot of hatred towards our community, whether they like it or not. That's what that stage represents to us. And with all the things that are going on in the country with constantly our people getting killed by officers, to have this guy show up at the station, at practice, and basically force us to accept him and say, well, he apologized, as if his apology changes what's really in his heart.
Ed, and that's where I'd stop you. I don't think anyone's forcing you to accept Hulk Hogan. I don't accept all the things that he's done. I don't. And I don't think the Lions were telling you have to accept him either. I really don't. I agree with everything else you're saying, that there is a charge. Okay, that's what I was going to agree with you, that there is a charged nature to this. So you think because it was so soon after a political convention that if this had been a month from now or a month ago, it would have been better?
No, I'm just saying, at some point you say, hey, man, we're not here to judge you, but we don't want to bring what you've represented and the things you've done into our organization. It is not that important for you to show up. Everybody just can't show up everywhere. Sometimes it's just like that.
Okay.
And I think from a business decision, you should say, hey, this is never going to benefit us as much as it could possibly harm us, and it's distasteful for so many people that, hey, man, like, you can't come. You're not welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it is what it is.
Ed, I appreciate your phone call. I mean, this is why we threw the number out, is to hear from people in the community and how this landed with them. I mean, the clips were everywhere yesterday on social media. The photos of Hulk Hogan in the Honolulu blue bandana in character talking about Campbell Mania running wild and Dirty Dan could have been a tag team wrestler with me. How did it feel to you? I mean, you know who Hulk Hogan is, the good and the bad. Do you have an issue with the Lions having him out to practice? The football conversation we're going to continue is about the kicker and where the team goes from here now with Michael Badgley done for the season. Do you want them to bring in another kicker, or are you cool with just rolling with Jake Bates? It's all coming up, 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.